Yes, thought I had it. Yes, I had it. Did I have it? Didn't I pack it? Didn't I grab it? Didn't I snatch it? This is tragic, and I got in me at the moment, I'm in doubt. Could I get a life signal? Heaven, could I get a shout? I'm facing a premature sedation, medication, education, data need manipulation. The weight of this uncertainty is certainly asserting me to prove that my creation isn't another imitation. Trill, it's a thrill. Uncertainty will build.
I must say, women and black poets who are writing are, as far as I'm concerned, much more satisfying in terms of sharing experience and evocative language.
And also being aware of how capitalism has fucked it up back home. But
my silence didn't protect me. Your silence will not protect you.
In my case, I was saved in that muteness.
Is silence not an act of violence, too?
I don't know. I guess, like, there's always a contradiction.
It's an ongoing struggle who to be and where you should, where you be and how you act, and if you ever be that good.
And she was talking about the fact that if she had not been helped by others, she would have died. If she hadn't been out and spoken, outspoken, this thing would have...
Did no one around me said anything, so I didn't say anything because I didn't want to make a scene.
I can understand how that association must have been like, wait, what's actually happening here?
I was mute, tongue-tied, burdened by shadows and silence. Now I speak.
When I decided to speak, I had a lot to say.
I mean, she would have disappeared into silence.
To be somewhere in there, you know, somewhere in that world. I guess a lot of people didn't see us in that world, but
are not other, are not the outside, that they are us.
And many ways in which to say what I had to say.
But poetry is really a sharing, and so there must be feedback between both audience and poet, because it's what we live on, it's what we strengthen ourselves by and continue writing.
In silence, it's amazing that up close it's all pretend. Put together, I present. But is it that evident that I step up from a place where only dreams were ever dreamt?
But there was usually a sensuality and touch and warmth and acceptance of bodies and nerve endings. There was always a spontaneous sense of people who are there because they want to be.
But then we have to live with people who are in the impossibility of speaking. And there have been so many examples, so many people, and there still are, so many people who that cannot speak, that cannot say what is happening to them, what they are going through, or what they are, what their body is going through, because it's impossible.
Now I speak, and my burden is lightened, lifted, free.